I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
They think they got the answers. I change the questions.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Welcome, everybody, to the Crimson Canvas Podcast. Evan Showman here, joined by my co-host, Mrs. Dion Harrison. And over there, we have Danderlei Silva. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, every week we will have a new name. This week, it is Danderlei Silva.
Hi. What's going on, Dan?
Not too much, my friends. Just living the dream over here.
Man, it's a crazy-ass week, man. People losing their minds on the internet. You notice that?
Man, that's an everyday thing, Evan.
That is an everyday thing. But it's really, this past week, you are something else. It was something else. Like, people lost their damn mind. Every time there's a UFC, people lose their mind. Every time there's anything happens in WWE, which is every week,
Someone
loses their mind. And this week, everybody lost their damn mind.
Let's talk about it.
Well,
let's get into
first
it.
Thing I got to say, man, I got to talk about Ryback. Oh. The picture I saw. Now, you come out every week, and people chant Goldberg because you have a bald head and you're buff.
He shredded up.
Who? Goldberg? Ryback. Right. He is. He's big. He's a big dude. He does his thing, smacks his little head a few times. I've been saying since the beginning, I think it's unfair for fans to really dig in on the guy saying Goldberg because he's not, like, stealing his gimmick. Fast forward to today, when I see a picture of Ryback wearing the exact same gear that Goldberg used to wear. And I'm like, why?
I hope that he starts using Goldberg's spear. That will be awesome. No, it won't be awesome. Evan, that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, people are just going to say it more now. I guess he wants to embrace it. I don't know. What do you think, Dan?
I have no idea why he would do that. That's like, he's done so much to try to distance himself from it. I guarantee you this just smells of Vinnie Mac.
Of course.
All right, here's what we're going to do, pal. We're going to have you dress up in your little tights, or little black tights, and we're going to have Goldberg come back, and you guys are going to fight. How's that sound, pal?
The best part of that is, hey, pal.
Hey, pal.
Hey, pal.
That's what he says.
Happy New Year, pal.
Happy New Year, pal.
He's so lame.
He is just ridiculous.
He is so off his ass ridiculous. I can't deal with Stephanie anymore.
Her voice is so annoying.
And she seems so great off the microphone.
Yeah.
When she gets on the mic, she has that voice.
I remember, I think she was getting mad at Brock Lesnar. And she was like, get out of my ring. But, you know, she was doing it in her Stephanie McMahon voice.
Yeah.
Get out of my ring!
It was the worst.
Yeah.
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
That's exactly what that.
It's like if Gilbert Gottfried and Vicky Garcia or Guerrero had a kid together.
Oh, man.
Excuse me!
I might have to shoot myself in the head.
Fran Drescher and... yeah. Anyway, yes. So... Aside from Vince sucking and Stephanie sucking, you're going to have Ryback. Ryback's so, like, no one cares anymore. He's at that place where, like, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, The Miz are, where it's like, they're not heels, just no one gives a shit about him. Like, oh, man, he's coming out.
But the crazy thing about that, I think in 2012, when he, like, first came, and he used to have those matches against, like, random people, and he would destroy them.
Yeah.
And, like, remember he did his, what is his move? The shell shock?
Shell shock.
He did it to two people. And I was like, okay.
Two little guys.
Yeah. It looks cool. And he had a lot of momentum, and then he ran up against CM Punk.
He has that interview style that he does.
Oh, yeah. They should have had him talk.
Somebody's got to feed the big guy.
Dude, he could have the same aura as Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
If they would have handled him differently.
Brock says nothing. He says nothing, and he's
doesn't
so
have to,
over.
Man. I know, it's ridiculous.
Because he doesn't know the wrestling's fake.
He doesn't.
Yeah, like, Brock.
He legitimately scares
Brock,
me.
Brock, you're going to go in, you're going to lose today. All right. Well, I'm going to kill everything till I lose. Sound good? Yeah. All right, Roman, you laugh. What? Yeah, he's going to fuck you up, but you laugh. But you're going to win. Wait, I gotta go through a table, get my ass kicked, bleed from my insides, and I got to laugh?
Dude.
Yeah. And then he's going to call you a bitch,
oh.
And we're going to make a t-shirt that we're going to make millions off of when he says Suplex City.
You think, that had to be planned. That had to be planned. That was so organic at WrestleMania when he first said Suplex City.
Bitch.
Now they're killing it, though.
He did that with Cena, though, wasn't it?
No, it was
it was with Reigns.
Yeah, WrestleMania last year.
Suplex City, bitch.
It was the
no, it was not planned. You know why? Because I texted you right after.
Yeah.
And went, Suplex City, bitch! Like, I couldn't believe he said it. They got it. I caught it on camera. I was like, oh my God, that is so great. And it caught fire.
Yeah.
That's just how those things happen.
But now they're, like, over the killing it, though. Because, like, every time he does a suplex, Michael Cole, whoa, Suplex City! It's like, shut up.
And the crowd chants it. His shirt says it. It's like,
eh. We get it.
It's all right. When he does a suplex, though, the place goes bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And they start counting.
Yeah.
One! Hell yeah.
Did you like how when Dean Ambrose, the start Monday Night Raw?
Whatever it is, no.
That motherfucker is crazy.
I loved it. That was the first time ever that I liked something that Dean Ambrose did.
All he did was come out and be like, I'm stupid.
I thought it was good. I thought that he came out and he like didn't like go crazy and like in, you know, start a fight or anything. He just wanted to come out and just let him know what's up. And I thought it was good. I dug it. And then, you know, of course, at the end, they got his ass kicked by Brock, but I thought it was cool.
He was crazy to go up to Brock Lesnar and say, oh, I'm not scared of you. Did you not see what he did to Roman Reigns last year? Did you not see what he did to Seth Rollins?
No, I think this is real, right? He was probably like, put the microphone down like, bitch, I will kill you right now. He's like, it was in the script, Brock. I don't care.
You know how nervous Bray Wyatt had to have been to kiss Brock Lesnar before Sister Abigail?
Oh, man.
He must have gotten up to him 25 times backstage and be like, now you know, I have to kiss you on the forehead. Don't go crazy.
Dude, this is a show, Brock. Yeah, you're not kissing.
Don't go Ahmed Johnson on me when I kiss
you. Dude, did you hear that Brock Lesnar hurt Alberto Del Rio?
When?
I'm guessing at the Rumble. I don't know, they said that he ended up in the hospital from taking one of Brock Lesnar's suplexes.
That's fucking Brock does, dude. He kills people.
Yeah.
Dude, if Brock Lesnar wrestled Ryback, literally one of them would end the other one's career.
I agree.
But Ryback's not as stiff as Lesnar. Lesnar's like,
I don't know. You hear a lot of like CM Punk and those guys, they say he's just sloppy as shit.
Well, there's the difference.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm just saying between Lesnar being so stiff and Ryback being so sloppy and both of them being
gigantic.
Just such fucking monsters.
Hey, which the ring broke twice with Big Show in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was real?
The Brock one?
Where they had to wrestle the rest of it.
Oh, no, you're talking about the one at Mark Henry at Vengeance. I think it was.
Well, that was one was with Mark Henry and one was with Brock, and I know one wasn't planned.
I think it was on with Mark Henry then, because they still wrestled, because they had more matches after that.
They had Cena had to wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that, so I don't know.
That's bad.
I think it was 2012.
I remember Taz and Bam Bam going through the ring in ECW.
That was crazy. That's old school. ECW.
And then, yeah, and then they repeated it and went through the ramp, and that was rigged.
Yeah.
But who knows?
How about Batista? He had shit to say about wrestling. He had shit to say about MMA. He was like, fuck Reebok for one.
Oh,
yeah, no shit, yeah. Fuck Reebok.
Like literally, word for word, he was like, fuck Reebok.
If you buy Reebok, you're standing in the way of fighters achieving success.
Hey, Reebok messing
and
up.
Fuck the WWE while you're at it. Fuck Vinnie Mac.
You want to come? Hey, pal, you want to wrestle? WrestleMania 32.
I'm good.
Nope. You know why? Because I'm making money now. Vince, and not getting killed for it.
You sure you don't want to do it, pal?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Last time you came back, it was such a rousing success.
That was one of the... I liked him when he turned heel, but...
He shouldn't have come back wearing that little outfit.
That little skinny
jeans? If you're that big, you don't wear skinny jeans.
We talked about this.
Skinny shirt, skinny jeans, sunglasses. I was like, I was excited about seeing him come back, but they should never, ever, ever announce that someone's coming back, though.
Really, though?
It should always be a surprise.
Always be a surprise. That's the way people will tune in to see the surprise. I'm going to say this every week. Every week we do the show, I'm going to say... There should be surprises.
It's more organic when somebody just out of nowhere, their music hits.
Yeah. Stone Cold came out when Vince was acting a fool on Roman Reigns.
Vince, I need you to stop being such a dip, dip, dip. You need to stop doing that.
Oh, my God.
You would shit yourself if Steve Austin
Hell
came out.
Hell yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would have gotten this spoiled by both of you guys, though, before I even watched it.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh my God, Austin's back. Oh, thanks, Dion.
Like, I'm sorry that you watched Monday Night Raw so late.
You have the same cable network provider I do.
You don't watch it live.
It's not on live. It's on at 8 o'clock here.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But I watch it at 8 o'clock.
Here?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. I think you're watching it at 5 somewhere.
No, Dan watches it at 5. Lucky motherfucker, Dan.
I do.
It's all about cable
I watch
services.
It at 5.
Huh.
Something like that.
You know, I wasn't really a big fan of this past Monday Night's Raw, though. That last match was a long time. I fast-forwarded the whole thing.
So did I. I fast-forwarded most of Raw.
The funniest part of that match was Big E had Dean Ambrose in an abdominal stretch, and he started spanking him to the New Day. That was the only good part of that match.
That New Day has made his career and has made Kofi's career.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the segment, the backstage deal with Goldust and R-Truth this week?
He's got Tourette's again.
Yeah, it's funny.
He does.
Hey.
It's not Tourette's, though. I think they would be a good tag team.
What's he doing sitting on top of the toilet with his shoes off?
Yeah.
Who knows? He's like, you got doo-doo on your foot.
Fucking
let me tell you a little story. You ready for a story, ladies and gentlemen? I'm gonna go off subject here for a second, but it'll be worth it. Put your phone down, Dion. You pay attention to
this. Okay. My bad.
Dion, you're at work right now.
You're at work. You do this 5 minutes or 15, whatever. You do this for an hour. Once a week. Put your damn phone down. So when I was 13, Dan, I had moved out here from New York. One of the things we used to do when we were kids, bust some balls in school. You had to take a shit real bad. The kid would climb under the stall in the bathroom, lock the door from the inside, and crawl out. So if you had to run and take a shit, you'd be like, bah, 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 you couldn't get in.
Oh my God.
And you'd have to crawl under, and you'd be like, motherfucker, right? And
yeah,
we did that a lot. That was like what we did in New York, I guess. That was like the thing at that time. So I come out to California, and, you know, I wind up going to a public bathroom, right? And I go, try the door, wouldn't open. I look under, no, I see the bowl, no feet, right? So like in New York, I'm like, motherfucker, someone did this with the door. So I crawl under the door.
Oh, no.
There's a dude, a grown man, squatting on top of the toilet jerking off.
Holy shit. Really?
It was a homeless dude on the bus jacking off.
There's me crawling on a little 13-year-old kid was like, ah! Oh, it's just balls hanging in the water like as he was an old man, kind of, you know?
Oh, my God.
I'm 13. Like, why are you jerking off in a public place? Second of all, why are you jerking off standing on top of the toilet?
He didn't want anybody to see his feet dangling there.
Oh, that sounds like the voice of experience.
What? Yeah.
Feet dangling? Whose feet dangle? Unless you're
short
like...
Short people like Kevin Hart, bro.
Kevin Hart's feet don't even
he
dangle.
He dangles.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But he was on top, squatting, like owling.
He was trying to maintain some mode of privacy, I guess.
Well, that worked out real well.
So he's probably not expecting a 13-year-old to tunnel under the door.
Ah, it was just like, ah, wait, why are you doing that here? What, you know, like, you're not supposed to be doing that shit, like... We're in the bathroom of Carlos and Annie's in Del Mar. Like, you don't squat on top of a toilet and jerk off? Like, yeah, so that happened to me.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Were you with your family?
No, the only reason no, it was by the beach, so I think I was... I don't even know. I just remember, like, running out of the bathroom, like, don't have to pee anymore, or don't have to poop. You all went back up.
Damn.
The only reason why I brought that story up is because I saw Goldust doing that, I'm like,
that's
oh.
What
he's
doing.
Except he's doing it without his shoes on. Nasty.
Oh, my God.
Goldust on top of the toilet.
Dude, you've seen some crazy shit, because that's something that you don't see every day.
Not
in the hood.
You don't see that in the hood, Dion. You see that
shit don't fly in the hood.
You see that in white people neighborhood more often than not.
Fucking white people. White people.
You said it the best, then.
Jerking off, like, squatting on the toilet. Owling.
Owling. That's a good term. Owling.
Yeah, just up there.
Was it Pee Wee Herman by chance?
No.
I don't think that I'm ever going to be able to get that image out of my head now.
I still know what the guy, honestly, hey, you're going to laugh, the guy looked like Craig Sager.
Hey, this is Craig on the scenes with Greg Popovich.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing a crazy suit, so it probably wasn't him, but he looked like Craig Sager now.
Damn.
Maybe it was him, dude, back in the day.
It was 1987.
He's never looked better.
And he never looked better.
He's going to hear this and be like, oh my God.
Oh, shit. Craig Sager would be like, you're talking about me on video.
You're welcome, Craig.
You know how media is. Next thing you know, Crimson Canvas Radio. Craig Saver, jacking off on top of the toilet. 1987.
Maybe TMZ will interview us.
TMZ! How get much em. Do you guys suck?
Get him.
God. TMZ. Get him, Evan.
Get him, Evan.
Evan?
No, but I get him, Evan.
Get him, Evan.
TMZ. Interview. Okay, you know Ronda's coach, yeah. Ronda Rousey's coach? I haven't said, you know, the game plan and all that crap was all wrong, blah, blah, blah. Right after that fight, everyone's bashing him for her performance. So they start a fake Twitter account. His name is Edward Tervidian, whatever the fuck his name is. And then it's like at Eddie Tervidian. It's not his Twitter. It's not that official guy's Twitter. It's
who
just,
makes up a fake Twitter?
People make fake shit all the time on the internet because they're stupid. Because that's what they do. It's like, it's dumb. So anyway, yeah, someone made a fake Twitter. TMZ, their sports media producer, contacted him. He's like, yo, could I get a few words with you? Yes, you can. And they ran a story based on an interview with a fake internet troll.
Yeah.
And then media sites in the MMA picked it up.
Oh, and they thought it was
real? And they start posting it.
Mm.
Like
TMZ thought it was real. They all thought it was real.
It's like dumb and dumber, trickle-down effect. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, wow. You, like all of you guys, a bunch of owls.
Yeah.
Sitting on top of the toilet, jerking off in public.
Whoo!
Whoo! That's exactly what was happening. It's just.
It's funny, dude. It's like for so long we've kind of like been saying that the MMA media is just a bunch of dumbasses. I'm starting to think it's maybe like the majority of human beings.
Oh, damn.
It is. But the majority of human beings are fucking reporting live for MMA. Man, they're like six people. And after that, it's just, as Dan Rhodes would say, it is a shit show.
I don't say that.
You got to trademark that, Dan.
It's a shit show, Danderlei Silva.
It is.
It is a trickle-down effect that affects everybody, and it is really bad.
It is a show
of shit.
Indeed, sir.
Certainly seems to be raining shit.
Congratulations, MMA Media.
Congratulations, MMA Media. You picked up a story based on a fake internet troll who, by the way, posted all of the back and forth with the producer and posted it all. Posted it all on...
Dang.
Yeah.
People are just so
first he got him, and then he got him.
People are just so quick to like post something to like get news out. Without checking the facts.
You're the producer for TMZ Sports, or the media director, whatever the fuck. Like, you read two posts on this guy's timeline, and you know.
Yeah.
It's not.
But it's TMZ. Can we really?
They break a lot of news. But
that's true.
They just hoping, like, oh, man, we really got to work this angle here, guys. So let's hit up her coach. Nope.
They're all just throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks.
Yeah, Yeah. Oh, man. This one stick. That was it. That was like, and you know what? Dion's dying now. The thing is, like, I posted, like, yo, these motherfuckers, they do an interview with the wrong person, and then other sites pick it up. Nobody's doing any research. People are just like, ah, put it here. Ah, I'll put it over here. Ah.
I mean, dude, literally 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, it was a fake, like, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather exchange on Facebook that was reported as news, and now it's a TMZ fake. You know,
that was it, though. That was, like, to me, that's why I was like, this all happened. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done. They're like, I'm not even going to make fun of MMA media anymore because it's just such a joke. It's so bad that you can't even make fun of them.
How bad is it?
You know, it's like teasing someone with special needs. Like,
oh,
you can't,
dang.
You
going with that kind of?
You can't do that. Like, you just can't
that's
do it.
Quite an analogy.
Because they can't help what their issues are. MMA media can't help but be total dumb shits. And there's so many of them. It's just a sea of morons. Oh, man. Every single site, except for like four, are just dumb. And one of the bigger sites actually picked up the story, too. TMZ's huge site. And then people, the MMA site, started picking up stories about them, about their stupid story.
Shut the hell
yeah,
up.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah. MMA sites are like, oh, so let's write an article about how they wrote an article based on Wilson. It's so fucked up.
That is crazy.
Oh, man, you got to laugh. You got to laugh. You know what else you got to laugh with? Ben Henderson going to Bellator and everybody like, well, he never was any good anyway.
Yeah.
Let me tell you people something. Fuck you.
Oh, damn, Evan. Evan Showman with the heel turn.
Stupid as hell. Right now, I've made a post on Twitter, and I got Ben Henderson, Josh Thompson, and Phil Davis all tagged in it. Some dude from Norway is like, just keeps chiming in like, you guys suck. You'll never be a champion in the UFC. You know, clearly the UFC's better. And then he said some shit, like, he was making all these points, and then his last point was, like, you know, Bellator had Kimbo versus Shamrock. How could you take them seriously? Next tweet was like, and Pride was the best, blah, 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 and everybody knew it. Like, okay, wait, so you're ripping on Kimbo versus Shamrock, but saying Pride is the best, and you had Hoist Gracie fighting a sumo wrestler? You had Fedor fighting...
He had so much shit, man.
Fedor fighting Zulu...
And Hongman Choi.
And Hongman Choi, like...
Jose Canseco.
The UFC had fucking... James... What's his name? The boxer.
James Toney.
James Toney, yeah. He came in and fought and sucked.
They brought in that Sean Gannon guy who...
Sean Gannon who fought Kimbo online.
Yeah, on the online video.
He got his ass kicked by Brandon Lee Hinkle. You know who Brandon Lee Hinkle is?
No.
No, you don't.
Dude, he sounds like a 1970s serial killer.
Doesn't it?
He was...
Brandon Lee Hinkle's at large today.
Brandon Lee Hinkle was a Hammer House guy. He beat the living shit out of Sean Gannon. It happens. There are fights out there that are kind of not amazing. And you know what? Bellator's putting on Dada 5000 versus Kimbo. I'm going to watch that shit.
Say whatever the fuck you want about Dada 5000 and Kimbo.
I'm watching that shit. And
I want to see that.
Yeah, why not?
It's Kimbo. So weird. It's like there's this
Kimbo
highbrow mentality of these MMA fans. It's like, oh, if you put on the circus sideshow act, you know, it somehow demeans your product. And yet that's what people fucking tune in to see.
Yep.
WWE killing every other cable show on television? And they're doing shitty.
And they're, I was about to say that.
Yeah, and they're, like one of the yeah, they're doing
like one the of their 90s. Lowest points, and they beat everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, dude. You have like two kinds of MMA fans. You have the guys who think they know what the fuck they're talking about and don't, and the people that know they don't know what they're talking about and just like to stir the pot.
Yeah, well. Every idiot follows every fighter. My least favorite thing is becoming getting retweeted by a professional fighter. Because you get retweeted by a professional fighter, and the shit that people chime into, it's like, yo.
Your Facebook post blew up.
Dude, it fucking blew up.
I was like, I kind of regretted it. Like, damn, I should have put that on Crimson Canvas site. Because, so I'm thinking maybe Dan, maybe afterwards you just copy and paste it and put it on the site.
Yeah, Dan.
Yeah, nice job, by the way, Evan. Damn
it. I was sitting on the couch and like my kid's like, make a Vine with me, and I'm like, shut up, you know, and I'm like trying to type this thing on my phone with one finger, you know, like, motherfucking stupid fucking fans, motherfucker. Like, it was so.
Evan was in his bathroom owling.
I was owling, had my dick out, and I'm like, I'm writing this article. I'm writing this piece.
This is happening right now.
I was just going to write a little paragraph, and then I was like, oh, 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 and then this happened. Oh, and this happened. And I brought up all good points. You know who liked that post? UFC Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Current Bellator fighters, current UFC fighters. Ex-UFC fighters, ex-Bellator fighters, actors, like, smart people get it.
And you didn't mention the most important person who liked it.
Deion Harrison.
Thank you.
Legend.
Deion.
The legend killer himself.
Hey, I liked it too, bastard.
Did you like it?
Of course I liked it.
Yeah, we're buddies.
I don't know, you were like radio silent for a day. You like fell off.
You did. You wasn't playing Words with Friends.
You fell off like for one day and like.
Yeah, I was sick. I didn't feel good.
Yeah, like Words with Friends. I'm like, make a move, Dan.
Yeah, Dan hasn't played in 17 hours.
Make
what
a move
is
in
this?
A shitty game that Dan just.
Dude, how'd you like that comeback?
Oh my god, I can't believe you brought that up, you son of a bitch.
Oh, what happened?
I was beating his ass. I'm like, yeah, sucker. Yeah, take that. And then I started getting a bunch of bows. You know how that goes.
Yes, sir.
There was like, he was up by like over 100
yeah,
with like 13 letters
he
left.
He fucking came back.
13 letters left.
Yeah,
he beat me.
I put the hammer down.
Dean's been having a hard week,
I'm,
ladies
I'm
and
like
gentlemen.
The Chargers.
Hey, hit up Prevader on Twitter. Give him some love. Girlfriend and him broke up after 7 years.
Man,
yeah.
I saw that, dude. I saw that you've been hurting a little bit.
Man, it hurts, man. But you know, every day is getting better.
Last night he's like, well, hey, should I send her a text to tell her I don't want to be friends? I'm like, hey, look at me, okay.
Pump the brakes, Deion.
I was like, no.
Why would you do that? That's not
well,
a good
thing. I need some time to, like.
He hasn't been single for 7 years, Dan. He doesn't know what you're supposed to do in these situations.
I need time to get her away a little bit. Well, she is away, but I need time to, like, just have no
contact.
Have
you guys been talking a lot since you broke up?
Yeah.
Every day, right?
Yeah. Like
don't tell her you don't want to be friends.
Just for right
like,
now, Dan. Just
no,
right
you don't
now.
Can say, I just need a little time to
no,
myself.
No, you don't
but,
say
no,
any
but
of
she
that.
No, she said that, too.
Yeah. Neither you say any of that. What you do is you just live.
Yeah. But she knows I'm always going to, like, she's like, you know.
That you got something to say to her, you text her.
Yeah.
Like, bitch. You know?
Easy.
Dang. Evan. I will never call her a bitch, even though she's being a bitch.
This is where I have to get the little water spray bottle out and spray Evan down a little bit.
Well, I'm just saying, you just live. Yeah. L-I-V.
No, you're right. You know, this is a great 7 years. I'm always, she's always going to have a special. Spot in the people's heart.
Hey, let him hurt a little bit. This is good radio.
Well, I'm feeling better today. Hey, last night.
Hurt. Look at him. Let him hurt. Let him hurt. Michael, it's good radio.
Sometimes.
If we get Deion crying on air, we're going to get some viewers.
Right? It's be like Roy Firestone back in the day.
You should have had me on Sunday. It was rough.
You had a rough Sunday?
It was a rough Sunday, and it was raining. And shit, too.
Hey, you were looking out the window and shit, right? Yeah.
Holding back the tears.
Yeah.
It's raining. He probably put his hand on the window, like hoping that she was across the country in Chicago, putting her hand on her rainy window.
Big, deep breath, like.
Be honest, though, your dogs have gotten a lot more attention.
They
did.
I didn't even want to see them on Sunday. I was like, get away from me, dog!
He posted pictures this morning, like, I still got my dog.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
love
oh,
these
my God.
Dude.
Yeah. Man, you know the worst part about it is I can't, like, I'll go to sleep, and I'll wake up, like, at 6 o'clock in the morning, and, like, I'm up.
Ugh. You don't go to bed for, like.
Yeah, I know!
Until, like, 4.
So, I'm only getting a couple, like, I woke up at 6 today, and I'm, like, up. I've been up ever since. Just doing random shit, like, sweeping, cleaning the house up, getting rid of.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going through it, bro.
You are struggling.
But that's life, man. That's life.
If Evan was a good friend, he'd take you out, throw a couple beers down you.
No, but we played yesterday, and it was the first time we played that sport that you hate, Dan.
Dan, that you don't like us talking about, Dan. We got beat by 30, Dan.
We got fucked up, but after the game, I was all happy and shit, because I'm like, man, yeah, I was happy.
I was just like, all of us were like, damn, that was an ass whipping. Dion's like, he was all excited. Like,
because it was just good to be around my boys and playing something, doing something that I love to do. That's what made my night.
We got our asses whipped.
We got fucked up, Dan.
Dude, it sounds like Dion is like in the midst of some
dark
shit.
Oh, I feel good today. I feel real good today.
That's what we like to hear. We don't want Dion feeling bad. But I'm with Evan, man. Get on your Twitter and find Prevader and give him some love.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
And if you're a hot chick, send him some titties.
There you go. Damn, he just do it.
The best way to get over someone is to get under someone. So.
Oh, damn.
Send him some pictures.
Send him some pity titties.
Oh.
You don't listen to the show this week. Everybody listen to the show except for my ex-girlfriend.
Sucker!
So, anyway, there's nothing. Is there anything else you care about in MMA? Or should we just keep talking about Dion?
Talk about Dion. This show is all about Dion.
Oh,
This is the Dion Show. Danderlei Silva said so. Danderlei Silva's a producer. Danderlei Silva makes the call. He writes the notes. He says what we can and can't talk about. He says we talk about Dion, we talk about Dion.
Dan makes the rules, and we'll break them.
Dan makes the rules, pal.
I made the rules, pal. So here, I'll tell you what, pal. Let's talk a little more about Dion.
Oh, damn. What are we going to talk about then?
Hey, you should see my text message to Dion last night. I should read it to you, too.
Read it.
I'm going to read it word for word. You'll like this.
All right, let's hear it.
Where is it?
You'll find
it. This is all for you to heal, Dion.
Evan has so many friends, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, he's very popular.
I don't know why.
This was after the... Should I be friends with my ex? No, fuck her.
She was saying that she wanted to stay friends.
Well, that's cool. But
yeah,
you don't need to say, you never need to say that.
No, she was like,
Dion.
Like we've been
Dion.
Friends.
She lives in Chicago, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
We can be friends
that's
on
what
Facebook.
Making this, yeah.
You can be friends via the fucking interwebs.
Like, man, I'm going to tell her I don't want to be friends ever. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not, that's, you don't
that's,
need to do that.
That's dumb shit.
There's no upside to that at all.
On. You don't need to set precedence. Just live life. She comes in. Cool. If not, cool. Making a statement like that just makes stupid shit. Just makes shit stupid and awkward. Trust me. If you
it just makes the situation bigger.
Yes. And then what happens is you want to come back. She maybe, you know, you get a little action. And then you're like, where do we stand? You know? No. Hell no. Bye.
Yeah.
That's bad. So welcome to Loveline. This is Dan Rose with Evan Schulman. With our call-in guest today, Dion Harrison, is going through a bit of a breakup.
Damn.
Dion, tell us about your breakup. Well, I still live with her mother.
Oh.
She's awesome.
That's the best part of the story. I want to be friends. No, but I'm living with your mother.
Yeah, but it's crazy because I don't think that she's like been acting all weird towards both of us lately. She's
mom,
trying,
your mom?
No, Kristen.
Mom and you?
Oh, the girl has.
The girl.
We're not going to say her by name on the show.
Oh.
Come on.
What?
The ex?
I'm blast like that.
Oh, fuck.
Are we talking about the ex?
Got it. But, I don't know.
Lost.
She's been, so my ex has been acting weird towards her mom and I over the last few weeks.
Did you talk to her mom about it?
Yeah, we talked a little
she's
bit.
She's on your side.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody needs to be on my side.
Excellent.
Well, we are on your side.
You know,
Crimson Canvas got your back.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Did you find the text yet, Evan?
Yeah, you read it.
I read it to you.
What did it say?
We're not going to go back on it. Fans heard it. They don't hear it again.
Basically, I should say that we shouldn't be friends anymore. I should just go on and live my life.
No. Not that you shouldn't be friends. Just whatever. It's there. It's out there. She's there. You're here. Just do you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You don't need to put a label on it.
That's
live your
life. Don't put a label on it. Live your life.
Play ball.
You wanna finger a little thing on the side, you know, you're gonna go dip your little chocolate stick in there.
Chocolate
some vanilla
stick.
Ice cream.
Why you gotta say it's little?
I didn't.
It's not gonna help out there and rebound.
Say it was little.
You did. You said a little chocolate stick.
Did I say little?
Little chocolate stick, but you didn't mean like little, but like...
Say little compared to the rest of you. How about that?
It's bigger than me.
You 5'10".
It's about 6 feet. No.
I had a good one, Dan. You missed it. We were supposed to have Rowdy Beck Rawlings on the show this week.
Okay.
She had to postpone till next week.
Tragedy.
And she said... says something like, can we just do it next week? I said, I'm going to punch you in the ovaries. She said, I'll kick you in the dick.
Oh,
and
dang.
I went, better aim at my knees.
Got him.
Got him.
That's actually word for word what I said.
That's epic.
And
that's why I'm friends with you. You are awesome.
That's why often imitated, never duplicated.
Okay.
Evan Shulman.
Just keep it a little too real sometimes for people.
Keep it 100.
But here, you can read it best right there. Read it, Dion.
I'll kick you in the dick, then aim for my knees. Oh!
Nice. Word for word. I don't lie on this show. This is an educational show for the children.
You don't have to lie to kick it on this show.
No, we don't. Keep it real. That's why we're talking about my relationship problems. Our lack thereof.
His voice gets all shaky.
Yeah, you are shaky still. I like it.
No, man.
It's raw emotion.
No. Okay, Sunday, Monday, and the beginning of yesterday, I was down. And it's weird for me to be down, because you know me. You know me for 15 years, and I've always been happy with a big-ass smile on my face. But those other days, man, I was just pissed off. Like, what the hell is this?
You smoke a lot of weed.
Man. You're going to have to. I started drinking some wine and shit. I had to find something.
Oh, don't do that either, dude. Don't do that.
Man. Are they asking restaurants if they have a nice Chardonnay?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Beer. Cheeseburgers.
Did you watch the People versus O.J. Simpson?
Hell yeah! I watched that shit this morning.
Let's get into it. I watched it too.
Hey, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
That show.
Better.
It's epic so far.
I gotta say, the acting's some of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, but the story is so good.
But it's so dope, and you know
David
what's going to
happen.
Better
yeah. Fucking leave.
Well, they'll show someone and be like, oh, what's your name? He's like, Mark Firm. And you're like, oh, that's who's going to be Mark Firm? Oh, I'm going to hate you.
Yeah. You're going to drop the N-bomb.
But then he was like talking. I'm like, God damn, Mark Furman's kind of a good actor right now. Like he's really holding it down over David Schwimmer playing Robert Kardashian.
Oh, Chris broke up with me. What? Fuck the Kardashians.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fond of what I think. What is her name? Selma Blair as
right. She looks a lot like a younger Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, don't kill yourself.
Oh.
Don't kill yourself in little Kim's room.
Oh my.
Kimmy sleeps.
God.
This is where my daughter Kimmy sleeps. I just can't get behind Cuba being OJ. It's
I know, because we like him. We like him.
I think he's doing good so far.
He just OJ just
he got a deep ass voice.
He got all that bass.
Yeah, he's doing better than I thought it would be when I heard he was going to be OJ.
Courtney B. Vance is great as Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
that dude played Christopher Darden. Dope.
Yeah, I can't stand Marcia Clark's character, so that's perfect.
Her. That actress, she's in American Horror Story.
Yeah, I like her.
She's she just keeps taking roles that you're
killing
bitch,
it.
I swear to God.
She's good, though.
Yeah, that's why you want to kill her.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
A good job.
I thought it was a good episode. I'm excited for the rest of it.
What, the People versus OJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for the court stuff.
It's just, it's crazy to me that, I don't know how old you were at the time, Dion. Probably.
It was 94 when I was doing
that? You were young.
Yeah, like eight.
Eight. Do you remember shit going on?
I remember, the whole O.J., because all the black people was talking about it. My grandma, my mom was talking about it. You know, I was just, oh, fuck O.J. Give a fuck.
Well, let me ask you, as a proud black American.
I was more worried about the Power Rangers at five.
Right. Power Morphin time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So O.J. just was not really on your radar.
But was your family, did they think he was innocent or guilty?
They said, they was like, he did it, but they were glad that he got off because he was black.
That's the thing right there.
That's what they said.
That's the thing right there. It's like everyone's like, yo, he did it.
He hella did it.
But yeah, he got off.
Because it was the first time a black man, a rich black man besides Michael, got off.
Besides Michael.
It's all good.
But you liked O.J. You liked the O.J.?
It's...
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's ridiculous how bad David Schwimmer is.
What about John Travolta?
Oh, God.
It looked like he had so much work done to his face.
I don't know why he's in this, to be completely
he's
honest.
He's a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why he's in it, because he doesn't...
I swear to God, I'm going to put myself in this show. It's going to blow up. Everybody watch, I swear to God.
He just doesn't fit. When I see him... I don't see Shapiro at all.
Man, it's funny that I don't even know who these damn character, uh, these the characters that they're playing, so I don't.
Yeah.
Everybody's new to me except OJ. But what's fucked up? How he kissed Nicole when she was.
Yeah.
That shit was fucked up.
They're like, oh my god, he showed
this,
up.
This nigga showed up.
That no shame. Did we just get the first in-bomb of the day from Dion?
You're not having a black guy do this show because you're like, yeah, look, Dion said it, not me.
That's what they was thinking.
Dion gets a pass. He's got a tough week this week.
Yeah, damn, it's been tough.
Oh, man. It was a good for you, I think, watching the OJ story. Dan and I know exactly how it unfolds. Like, this
oh, yeah.
is going to be a circus.
Because you can tell that the LAPD is kind of letting him get away with some shit that they want to let.
Yeah, you remember Chappelle's Show?
Yeah.
When they
yeah.
It was straight from the Chappelle Show when they're like, what was it, Tron? When they're like, hey, yeah. We're going to need you to come into the station. How about tomorrow at noon? And he's like, that doesn't work good for me, dog. Like, how about 6 o'clock in the afternoon? You know, or whatever, 3 o'clock, and it's like 4, 5, 6, 7, the next day he shows up. That's what O.J. Simpson was like. And the cops were like, all right, that's cool. Okay, you can show up late.
Then he bounces with his boy A.C.
Yep.
I remember watching that.
So do I, dude.
I was with my girlfriend, Holly. We were together for like 3 years, me and this girl. And we were going to SeaWorld, and it was like, O.J. was in that Bronco driving to San Diego.
Got to
SeaWorld. O.J. was still driving.
What was his plan? Go to Mexico?
Yeah, that was real. That bringing the gun into the car. Like, he had the gun with him in the back seat the whole time. Like, I'm going to kill myself.
I think that was his plan, was to kill himself.
He must have did it then if he's trying to kill himself. I don't know how he got off.
Dude, that's the thing.
I know the glove shit, but, like, how do you let this man get off?
But the thing is,
it's not even just a glove, man. It's just so much shit.
I'll find out.
That's what
the LAPD, man.
They're already sketchy too.
A bunch of racist idiots.
Yeah. You know how they got off? And that's why they showed the first scene. They showed the Rodney King beating.
Yeah.
And yep. They were making up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can't get this wrong twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's guilty, but.
Yeah. It was crazy in L.A. in the early
they
90s.
They would kill everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit.
It would have been nuts, dude.
Yeah. So, the show's going to become a lot of... It's going to be a circus. Because it is a circus. It was a circus. I was in college when they read the verdict. Where were you, Dan?
Oh, gosh. I was actually at my job. I was at work.
Everybody knows where they were when that happened.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Everybody was watching the O.J. verdict. Everybody.
It's like it's one of those things that you'll always remember where you were and like what your day was like. Like 9/11, I remember I was working as a real estate appraiser. And I went through like 6 or 7 different houses that day with my cousin. He and I worked together. And it was weird because like every house we went into, we like experienced it with that family. You know what I mean? Yeah. As they watched it. It was just like a crazy, crazy day.
It was.
I was in real estate, too, at that time.
Nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was selling houses, though.
Dealing with
assholes like you that wouldn't pick up their phone because they were too traumatized that day. And I'm like, appraiser, I need you. And they'd be like...
I was out working, dude. I was doing my job.
Where were you?
Bill must be that other guy. I remember waking up. The alarm goes off. You know,
because that shit happened early in the morning.
For here, yeah. So
yeah.
It was like, it went off for my wife, who was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, and I just, you know, you waking up in that fog, and then I hear what I thought, I'm like, Jeff and Jay are acting a fool again. Because they're like, and the second building of the World Trade Center went down. I'm like, what the fuck are these motherfuckers talking about? You're like, you're doing that in your sleep, and then I'm like, wait, what the fuck? You know, like, I turned the TV on, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was like,
yeah.
Lori! And we just sat there, just stared at the TV like we didn't say anything. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
I was a sophomore in high school. And
they canceled school, right?
No, we went to school. But then, yeah, but then like we didn't really do shit. We just talked, they just talked about, that's when I first found out about terrorism and Muslims and...
Muslims?
Yeah. And all that, Osama bin Laden and all that shit. My mom was like, Pri, We're getting attacked. Fuck! They fucking attacked us.
And you were like,
I don't care.
What do I do? Do I have to go to school?
I was like, what's it got to do with me? I got to go to school, son.
I go learn.
I lived in lovely small town Montana. And this gives you some insight into my mom. She's kind of like an overdramatic person at times. She called me at my office, and she lives in the same town I lived in at the time. And I answered the phone. I was like, hello. She's like, hey, are you seeing this on the television? I was like, yeah, it's bananas, you know. And she's like, well, I just wanted to call and make sure you were okay. I was like, fuck, Mom, I'm 2 miles away from you. This is happening in New York. We're in Montana. What do you think happened to me? I'm not okay.
Because I know you were flying planes today.
I know.
Like,
that's so funny.
Like, what do you think, a rogue helicopter took out my car on the way to work?
When I think of 9/11, I think of Family Guy when Peter, he did a flashback, and it was like, he was talking about being in that bar that he's always at, mm-hmm. and all the events that he's seen at that bar on the TV. And the first event was when the space shuttles crashed. And he's like, oh, my God, no. And the next one was 9/11. He's like, oh, my God, no. And the next one, Obama has been elected as president. And he's like, oh, my God, no.
Wow. You know, you ever hear Louis C.K. stand up? He's like, you knew how affected you were from the World Trade Center bombings by how soon you masturbated after that? He's like, God. Mine was right between the first and the second buildings going down. C.K.'s brutal.
He doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't give a fuck.
No chill.
But I remember because my mother's a little bit overdramatic too, and very.
She's a sweet lady though.
And very Jewish.
She's a sweet lady.
I called her. I picked the photo. I'm like, Mom, are you watching this? And she's like, she had like that. I'm not wake up to like 10 or noon or something. I'm like, Mom, are you watching this? She's like, why are you waking me up so early? You know? And I'm just like, turn the TV on. She goes, is something wrong in Israel? I went, just turn the fucking TV on, and hung up on her.
You're the fucking problem, Mom.
You're the fucking problem, Mom. I couldn't believe it. Say something happened in Israel. TV, goddammit.
Oh my God. Something happened in Israel.
That's the best way to end an intro, I think. So,
Man, we. That's probably the best one.
Yeah, stick around, man. We got Scott Jorgensen coming up, and you don't want to miss this interview. We talk about money, video games, and masturbating in college. But not Scott Jorgensen, everyone around. And that's how he became a fighter. Because he was like, stop jerking off around me, I'll kill you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Guys, welcome back to the Crips and Canvas podcast. Evan Showman here, joined by my man Dan Rose, and on the air we have our buddy Mr. Scott Jorgensen. Scott, what is happening, man? Are you playing video games or anything right now? I know that's your thing.
That is my thing. I'm just sitting in front of. Because I stream, I'm and my Skype and all that shit, my computer. I'm actually sitting in front of my console as well right now, and my monitors. It's very tempting not to pick it all up.
I was gonna say, man, like
I can multitask though because of streaming. Like I can, I'm used to being able to answer questions, read questions, and keep playing the games.
But, so what are you playing these days? What are your favorite games?
Right now, I'm playing Call of Duty, Black Ops, the new Black Ops 3, and then whatever else brings in the most viewers when I stream.
Yeah, Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Damn it,
Xbox. I have an Xbox.
Yeah,
but the graphics compared to the PlayStation are so ugly.
Yeah, I used to play Call of Duty with Demetrius Johnson a lot, and then he switched up to the PlayStation. Yeah, and I don't have a PlayStation. I only have an Xbox, so it sounds like I'm going to have to get a PlayStation now.
It's way better. I like it better. Yeah, except for the network keeps going down lately. I don't know what they're doing with that shit.
Didn't Demetrius, he was like the only fighter sponsored by Xbox. And I mean, that was it was a big sponsor of his, and he just left him?
Well, I get
I think the Reebok thing screwed him. I'm not going to be honest. I think the Reebok thing and having to leave and Reebok not, or Xbox probably not wanting to pay an arm and a leg to be inside the Octagon. I think that kind of screwed him.
That's a bummer, man. Especially because, I mean, look, put fighting aside, put sponsorships aside. If you take away my, I'm an Xbox guy. You make me start playing PlayStation, we got problems. Because I can't play PlayStation. We have a PS4 downstairs. It's my son's. and I get on it, and I'm atrocious. Like, it feels like there's 700 buttons. Everything's in different spots. He'll say press X, and I think it's the X on my on the Xbox, but it's not. And press square. Like, what does that even mean? Like, that could really take
it's
a hit.
A little different, you know. After, because I used to play only on Xbox, but now that I've played on the PlayStation, it actually, the controller, I like the control a lot more.
How about you, Dan?
I don't have a PS4. I'm a loyal Xbox guy, so that's all I play. But I don't think the controller would be that big of an issue. I think I could make the Switch fair easy enough.
The big thing that made that I wanted to switch for was the graphics on the PlayStation.
Are they that much better?
Yeah, they are. It's like, at least, like, Call of Duty on Xbox looks like a cartoon, kind of, versus like it does on the PS4.
Is it the movement that is the difference, or is it the actual
graphics? Literally,
like,
it's like watching, a Blu-ray versus watching just a DVD. That's the way I feel about it. But I'm an asshole, so who knows?
Well, you got to take that into account. I am too, though. So
I was going to say, we all say the same thing at the end of our sentences. But I'm an asshole, so...
I am too.
So, there we have it. We have three assholes in a phone call.
Three assholes in a phone call. Well, I had spoken to you when I met up with you and you came here to San Diego about, like, your whole video game thing. And it's like, it sounds like the main source of your life or income life is all based on playing video games. And that's kind of a bummer for some of us because I want to be a professional video game player with people like
I am in no means like one of the best or even that great. Like as far as like the competitive stuff that guys play as far as these video games go, but I don't know. People like to watch me because I fight. I also happen, because of all of my years of being on TV and competing and all that shit, that I've learned how to entertain people, so it's helped.
So that.
And you guys run a radio show. All you gotta do is turn a camera on, play some video games, act like an asshole, and people will watch. You don't even have to be good at the game, like seriously. Like,
but does it get
to the
Rampage
point where,
stream? Like,
have you ever watched one of Rampage's stream? He ain't good.
Yeah, I've watched it.
Rampage is funny as fuck, dude. We played one time, and we're playing together, and he's trying to teach me how to play Rainbow Six. And he's just... he opens up with, like, do you like dragons? I walked right into this. I was like, yeah, I got one tattooed on his arm. He's dragging these nuts across your face. I was like, no. But... it's funny shit, dude. And he ain't any good games, but people like to watch him because he's funny.
Is it like kind of like a, I don't want to say an ego boost, but is it a thing where like you get some 13-year-old like, I'm whipping Scott Jorgensen's ass right now?
Oh, you would not, because I play a lot of Call of Duty, like the competitive side of stuff, like because it's actually like a whole competitive scene. Like they have certain game, you play like they have three game modes. You play like under a strict set of rules. You play 4v4, like four player teams, and you literally play. And it's getting huge. Like they even have a website called UMG.com. You can go to UMG. you put money in your bank on UMG, and you can play tournaments and all that stuff, but you can play literally, you can play wager matches. You can put, I'm playing like, you can play up to $100 per person. You can play like 1v1, all that stuff. So I play a lot of that shit. And, like, I get, because people know who I am, I get messages all the time. People talk shit about video games. I'm like, I want to explain to them, like, you do realize, like, if you take the controller away from them, that's
When I'm done getting shot by you and I put the controller down, I go outside, I see the sun, and I know what vagina tastes like.
I do.
Well, there you go.
But nah, it's, I don't know, gaming, I've played video games, and I got sponsored by Razer, started getting sponsored by Razer like two and a half years ago, and they, you know, introduced me to like pretty much the world of gaming for money, I guess.
It's crazy to me that you don't even have to be good, you just have to be...
You have to be an just like fighting, you don't have to be good, you just gotta be out there, be entertaining, Jesus.
Yeah, except in the fight world, not everybody gets to kick your ass and tell you about it.
That's true. See, it, yeah, fighting's, I mean, a little different because, well, it's a lot different because if you're not any good and you're going to fight, all it takes is one good ass whooping and you're like, I'm done. I'm going to go find something else I'm kind of decent at and funny. But, like, the streaming, the gaming shit, like, you can literally play solitaire. Just talk some shit. It'd be good.
Nice.
I don't know about you, Dan, but, you know, I'm going a one versus one match. I'm not putting up $100. I mean, shit's going to get real quick.
Dude, I'm not putting up $10. I suck at those games, but they're fun as hell. I'll hook my nephew up, though. My nephew's, man, I'll watch him play Call of Duty, and he'll, like, put up, like, he'll kill, like, 25 people and only die twice, and I'll play, and I'll have, like, a KD ratio of, like, 0.20. It's pretty gross. I'm not good.
It's insane. Like, watching, like, if you ever do get time, you get downtime, you're bored as fuck, you're stuck in the airport, whatever, and you do watch it, like, because most of everybody streams on Twitch. It's the absolute biggest platform.
Yeah.
But if you watch, like, a lot of the, like, the Call of Duty has a channel. It's like twitch.tv/Call of Duty World League or whatever. You can even watch the videos on demand, but... And see, like, the actual, some of the best pros in the world. Like, some of these the best Call of Duty players in the world play this game. And then you sit back and you watch. And you're like, how the fuck do they do that shit? And it's, a lot of it's, yeah, playing the game and that shit. But, like, everyone makes fun of gamers. But these guys have some of the quickest reaction times. Like, I'm talking, like, I don't know if you guys know Ken Block. Ken Block's a buddy of mine. Like... That kind of reaction time, like life or death. Like, these kids that play these video games have the ability to make a split-second decision, decide and aim and, you know, everything that comes in with that and get the kill and still play with some intelligence. Like, it's, like, I know everybody says esports is a joke and shit like that, but these kids, there's definitely more than just playing games. Like, there's a skill to the competitive side of these games. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, I've... The, like, Call of Duty that came out, like, I'm not sure which one it was. It might have been, like, the second Black Ops, but I played that thing, like, nonstop for a month. And I told my nephew, he's, like, at the time he was, like, 18. I was like, all right, bring it. I'm ready for you now. And he just lit me up. And it's just, every time he and I play now, especially, like, FIFA. I don't know if you play FIFA or not.
No, I have it. I haven't messed with it.
Every time we play FIFA, it ends up in a fight. One of us calls each other a bitch boy, and then we, like, get pissed, and then we don't play for, like, an hour.
Like, do you guys do that? Like, virtual shit? Like, that fuck, that slide tackle wouldn't be, like, in real life.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When I play UFC on stream and shit like that, and guys are doing shit, I'm like, this isn't, it's the hardest thing. I'm like, this isn't real. You would not do this. Like, you can't fucking, like, you're not going to keep me down like this. Like, or... You can't stop that takedown like that. Like, it's hard for me to pull, like, the separation and be like, this is bullshit, or this is, okay, this is legit. But, I don't know, it's funny, man. Gaming's, it's funny. My son, even before I started streaming, my son was always watching YouTube videos on Minecraft. My son loves Minecraft. And
so do I.
I'm like, what are you doing watching these guys play? Why don't you we have it, go play it. He's like, well, I just like watching it. It's turned into like this TV show, and I've learned after streaming, like, streaming has just become, I mean, watching, because I'll go watch guys stream, I'll go watch guys play games, but it's not because of the game necessarily, unless it's competitive stuff. Like, I'm watching for the entertainment value of the streamer. And so it actually kind of does become a TV show. Like, I've got people that watch my streams every single day, and they expect it to, okay, if I say I'm going to, if you guys can hear my wife, she's got a friend over, and I apologize, I've been trying to get her to leave for years. No, I'm kidding. I've actually got a baby on the way with her. So,
congratulations.
But thank you. It's a little girl I found out today, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm start hanging up fight gloves now and getting all my guns out and placing them strategically around the house. But no, just like, it's become a TV show, the streaming thing. Like, people know, they come there for, instead of going to turn on Grey's Anatomy or what's that one, Dancing with Stars, they come, they turn on stream, and they come to hang out, they ask questions, or they just get to sit there and laugh at me failing at video games. Like, I've got my own chat emote that says detriment. So, like, as people are in my chat or chats on Twitch in general, they can go into other streams, and if they're subscribing to my channel, they get access to all of the emotes that I have. And so one of mine is a detriment.
Nice.
I also have D's nuts. So
D's nuts.
Of course you do.
I'll have to subscribe to yours. Right now I only subscribe to Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to check yours out. I only his just because he's a local guy. I live
oh,
out here.
Oh, so. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
You guys see Mighty Mouse playing video games and the USADA came over knocking on the door?
Yeah, dude, that's funny.
And he's like, who the fuck? Like, someone's like beating down my door right now.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I still have not been tested by USADA except to a fight.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Because some guy, well, probably because you've never had any issues. You think they kind of go easier on wrestlers and stuff, and maybe a little harder on Brazilians because, like, there's, you know, they've been caught cheating a lot more, and wrestlers don't usually get caught cheating.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, I'm just lucky, and I can keep taking all these steroids and about it.
Ride that wave till it crashes, right?
Right. Yeah. Might as well. As long as it does happen in Nevada, I'm looking at a year, and at the rate that I fight right now, that'll just be my next fight, so I'm good.
There's a, like, thought process that, oh yeah, they're suppositories, it doesn't even if they test for it, they can't even find it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, I guess, for some people, but most fighters are like, yeah, I got a call this morning, you know, I got a surprise visit at 6 a.m., like, man, I don't like that shit. That's
I would
really
fail
invasive.
One. If they pounded on my door at 6 a.m., I would fail it, because I wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, I'm not waking
like,
up.
Have a little common courtesy, dude. My day starts at 11 a.m. sharp. Like, come on.
Who the hell?
I filled out a goddamn whereabouts. I told you I don't wake up till 11.
God.
What were you saying, Dan?
I said I feel sorry for these testers who have to fucking show up at these fighters' houses at 6
most
in the morning.
Most hated dudes in the world, guaranteed.
Oh, dude, that can't be a fun job. Hey, knock, knock, wake you up. I'm going to watch you piss now.
Yeah, I'm Oh, were you banging your wife? Yeah, fill this up.
I'll wait. You. It's fine.
Fuck you.
So, yeah, no shit.
Well, the answer to that question is usually no, because wife and banging, after a few years, don't coincide. So,
nothing goes inside after a few years, right?
Yeah, no. Nope. Yeah, you could start your own channel for that, in fact. People would probably show up. Hey, Scott Jorgensen, he's jerking off again.
I'd have to do that on YouPorn or some shit.
Nice.
You ever come close, like, here, like, there, like, all right, I got alone time, I'm here, I'm in front of my computers, and then you're like, oh, shit, I'm streaming right now.
No, I haven't done that. I haven't.
No, I'm saying that. you haven't come close?
Not even like, come close, no.
Oh, okay.
That's not right. That's not my, like...
Nobody that uses
like,
their game
like, yeah, yeah, that would be like, because I don't know if you... I don't know, like, most people have their shit hooked up to their TV. Like, I literally have, I have a nice office desk. I have an office desk, two monitors, my Xbox, my PlayStation, and my PC. Like, it looks like a little fucking mini command center. It's not where you want to jerk off.
It's clearly not his jerk off center.
No.
I don't know about you guys.
I thought that's what phones were for.
I just got a smartphone 2 months ago, and I have realized... I was like, so this is what everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
You've been jerking off like a pilgrim all these years.
Yep. He's got magazines and VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got like jugs, and they're hidden under my couch cushions so my wife doesn't
Welcome
find them.
Welcome to the modern age.
Then
in,
I'm
in
like...
In college, we straight up had, you know, the little portable TVs with the built-in VCR? And this, I graduated from college in 06. Like, we had DVDs, we had shit like that. We had a port-a-porn that was a fucking, we called it the port-a-porn, and it literally rotated from room to room. And it was, there was one tape, we had one tape in our whole house, and it was, you put it in, you know, the little, and where's the port-a-porn? It was like, come home late at night, and we always knew where it was. It was in our roommate Ben's room. our roommate Ben Checkin, who happened to be a national champion. For us, but it's like, Ben, can I get the porta porn out of your room? Hold on. I get it. Some people like to beat off in like a time capsule.
But I mean, what is the deal with that? I mean, not beating off in a time capsule, but like, why is it we all have like growing up? You have that one friend that's like an obsessive beater, where you're just like, dude. Enough of the jerking off, like in the movie The Big
Weird
Hit.
Turn in weird times too. Like they
yeah.
Like I remember a couple times, like one specifically. I go into like we're right before practice. Like our practice in college started at 3. It's like midday in college, so like a few of us were home. I went in to go to Ben's room. Like, hey man, I'm leaving for practice. You want to ride? And straight up, he threw that damn fucking porta porn on the ground. Trying to like cover himself up, like it was sitting in his lap. And I just remember it was like the funniest shit in the world. I was like, okay, here we go. I'll just see you at practice. I won't be wrestling with you today.
Only if you shower and pee before you go.
Like, you make sure to finish. That's what I was worried about. You finish that, and then maybe we can work out.
It's kind of like that's a really neat thing, a porta porn. You know, you could have patented that.
Yeah, I should have. Dude, there's so many things I should have patented over the years. Just never got around to it.
Yeah, I never.
It was just a dumb. You know, you're just moving way too fast to take the time to go fill out a patent form.
I just never understood that. Like, again, everybody, they always have that guy in the group that's like, come on, guys, let's hurry up. I got to go home and jerk off. Like my schedule is suddenly dictated by you having to go home and jerk off. Like, you just jerked off this morning. Why do we got to go? Like,
I had a buddy that dictated what time we could go out by if he had jerked off or not.
That's
hey,
what I'm
let's
saying.
Go to the bar. Let's go to the bar. Nah, dude, I gotta beat off first. Why? His theory is funny. He's like, you never go out with a loaded gun.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's honestly his thing. He's like, I'm not trying to go in 1 minute. And they're like, oh, okay, fuck it. Just have a couple extra drinks. Like, and you got to worry about that.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story. You guys will enjoy this. So will our fans, apparently, because we just changed the subject. We're talking about... jerk off marathons, but
it's all video games and jerk off marathons here at Chris Gamus today.
Yeah,
wow. At least our intro will be talking about fighting and stuff. But
yeah.
When I live with my brother and my other three roommates when I was like 21, and we lived right by the beach here in San Diego, walking distance of the surf. Phenomenal house, and. It was kind of like the place where everybody kind of came and went, so you had five different guys, 5 different circles. Everybody surfed in the town. Everyone would just come through. So my buddy, Mark, who was 22 at the time, he had never jerked off in his life. And we were like,
what? This is a
bullshit
line.
Hold on. Hold on. He's like, I tried, I can't do it, and blah, blah, blah. And we were like, dude, you're weird. Like, we were 18, 19, 20 at the time. We're like, just jerk off. It's the greatest thing ever, and you can go on with your day. And he's like, I can't do it. I don't know how, and blah, blah, blah. So finally,
what?
He's like 20. He comes, and he's like, hey. He's got this huge smile. He goes, hey, guess what? Yeah, I mean, I knew. It was like he finally had sex for the first time. We were like, had a ticker tape parade. Like, yeah, Mark fucking finally jerked off. You know, he's one of us. He can do stupid shit at the same time. Well, apparently he had to make up for all this time that he missed because he was so over-sexed suddenly that he was just jerking off all the time. And then one day he was like, you know what? At midnight, I am going to go for the world record. And I don't know what the world record is, but it was real to us. So we had a little whiteboard in the kitchen, and he started at midnight, and he would document the times for how many times in 24 hours. We were getting phone calls during the day. Hey, what's Mark on? He's on 13. They're like, dude, that's fucking crazy. You know, like he like knocked 3 out at midnight. You know, like 12:01, 12:06, and 12:15. Went to sleep. Knocked 2 out in the morning. Like,
got it by the reboot time.
Like, dude.
Wow.
Exactly. That's my point. Like, man, I can't, you know, that's just more than I.
I don't know what's the most disturbing aspect of this particular tale. The fact that this 20-year-old kid had never jerked off, or the fact that you guys got a whiteboard.
Well, we didn't get it for the event or anything.
Oh, yes, you did. You guys just didn't have
they
a white
to Home Depot. They made a quick run to Home Depot. Like
we did it as a group.
Yeah, there were some purchases made for this world record attempt.
Yeah, I asked the chick at the Home Depot, hey, we have something special going on tomorrow, and we need the best whiteboard you have.
I had a roommate. Who's was my best man at my wedding, owns my gym with me. He fought fires he's out of Reno, and he fought fires in the summer, so he'd make a fuckload of money, like a shitload of money. Like, he would come back, like, rich, and we all thought he was, like, God, because we were all broke asses that wrestled all summer long. And he came back one summer, and we had just gotten to our new house for the year, because that's all we ever got was, like, a year before we got removed from the premises.
Forcefully removed from the premises.
I've never been officially evicted. No, I did. I got an eviction notice once. But that's for another time. But he came back and he bought, this was before we had flat screens, right? So he bought a 57-inch big screen. Like one of the big motherfuckers that is
they're
the size
like
of a house.
500 pounds.
It's like a separate house in itself. He bought that and a full-on, like, living room set, like, from Moore. And we get all this shit. And he's like, dude, let's go get a porn. I'm like, all right, fuck it. So we go get a porn. Well, this is, like, midday, and, like, it's, like, lunch. And I remember, like, I was watching. We had hooked everything up. We're sitting in the living room, and I had a sandwich or something. He just got lunch, and he comes in and he starts stripping down. And he goes, "Put that movie in."
What?
Like, what are you doing? He goes, "This is my TV, my couch, and my porn. Like, what do you think I'm doing?" I was like, "I'm in here." He goes, "You can leave or you can stay. I don't care."
Oh my God,
Jesus!
This is a house very full. This is a house full of wrestlers. Like, he didn't wrestle at the time, but he was a wrestler at heart. It was fucking hilarious, dude.
Sounds like he was wrestling with his dick.
Yeah, a lot.
And winning.
Pinned it every time.
He had, we had like a, not like some of us had our own computers. We were broke college kids. But we had one computer that sat in like, so we had like a dining room kitchen like area. And we had the computer was in there. And like, my room was on the opposite side of the house from everybody, right next to the kitchen. So, if, like, I woke up in the middle of the night and grabbed a drink or something, I could see the computer screen. at least twice a week, I'd get up like 3 in the morning, go grab a drink or something. He'd be there at his masturbation station and literally be like, this is when AOL Instant Messenger was big, and then AOL chat rooms. Dude, he'd have these girls on, like, cam, like, in chat rooms, just finding chicks. We called him the AOL rapist. not that he ever did, but like we just always accused him of it because he would always find girls on AOL, and we kept threatening that he was going to accidentally one time send a picture of his dick to an old man. he swears to God it only happened once where a dude sent his dick.
Oh my God, the golden age of internet.
Yeah, that was before all this high tech security.
Yeah,
it's fucking hilarious. My college experience with some of my buddies was like some of the funniest shit in the world. I couldn't believe it ever happened.
It usually, I mean, Dan and I are both older than you by I'm older by 10 years, Dan by like 12 or 13, but you know,
12, 13,
25, I don't know.
Give or take, carry the one.
Give or take a decade. Things really advanced rapidly between the time that we were in college and the time that you were in college. When I was in college, I graduated in like 97, so DVDs weren't even really out when I was 21, because that was 20 years ago. We had VHS tapes, and again, we had a house. It was a revolving door of, like, again, five guys, five surfers, five local guys. That would always be different sets of chicks coming in and out of the house. And one room we had just had the VHS playing, like, New Wave Hookers. It was called New Wave Hookers 4. That's where I found Chasey Lane for the first time.
Changed your life.
Changed
my life.
Like, half
their head-shaved hookers?
Yeah, it was just... It was this New Wave Hookers. It had all the great chicks from the 90s, like the Jill Kelly and Chasey Jenna. Lane. Jenna wasn't even around.
Jenna's one of my followers. Jenna follows me on Twitter. It's funny.
Me too, baby. Yeah, okay. I can deal with that. I can deal with
that. Yeah, she fucking blocked me.
Man. Why the hell did she block you?
I don't even remember. She was, like, going off one night, and I just said something smart-ass, and boom, blocked.
So, hey, you know what, Scott? I don't know what's cooler, her following us or her blocking him.
I think that's better.
Yeah. I think getting blocked is probably better by Jenna.
Dude, you... I mean...
Because not many things got blocked by Jenna.
Rough. I mean, Scott, you don't understand, man. You don't know what it was like being a product of the VCR generation.
There's no such thing as a clear pause screen.
Like,
nope.
But it's
that was the beauty of DVD. You could pause the screen; it was crystal clear. VHS, it would be like a big squiggly line through the middle of the screen. You want to shoot?
I don't
yourself.
Know about Dan, but I wasn't pausing. But the thing is,
you weren't pausing.
No, I was watching the movie.
Oh my God!
But the thing is, when you're watching these movies and you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling this, you're like, fuck. To eject the thing, take this big-ass tape out, find the other one. Where's that other one with that dirty whore? Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. Put it in. It's in the wrong spot from the last time you jerked off, and it's like at the one bisexual scene that might be in the movie, you know, and you're like, God, God damn it. You know, things never work out the way you wanted back then. So, kids, the moral of the story, kids, is enjoy jerking off today in 2016 because...
You have to type in a new web address.
Yeah, ex-hamster, and you have all day long just any kind of porn you want. I told you we weren't going to talk about fighting on this show, by the way.
This is much better than talking about something I do every single day.
I mean, well, we are talking about something Evan does every single day. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Not at this age, no.
For a job, I guess we should say.
I'm shocked that you didn't.
The only
pause.
Way, I mean, you got to be pretty good to do it as a job.
Yeah,
man, I tell you, like, for them to be like, yeah, cut, damn it, all right, stay there, but stay hard. Ugh, all right, let me look at something.
That's why they have fluffers.
Exactly.
I think they only have
my roommate that was so proficient at finding internet AOL.
AOL rapist?
AOL rapist.
He was so good at doing that he actually even cornered me for a fight once because one of my corners couldn't make it and he happened to be there for the fight. I was like, hey, why don't you jump in the corner? He goes, okay. And then later that night, he got lost with a chick in San Antonio. And woke up. We're like, you did it again. He missed his fight.
Son of a bitch did it again. You can't even keep your damn corner. You couldn't get lost these days because they'd be like, hey.
I'm 90% sure he found her on AOL out there in San Antonio.
Instant messenger. God damn. I never did those chat rooms. Dan, did you ever do chat rooms?
I didn't.
Fuck,
I sit
yeah,
there and
man,
watch it
sure.
And be like, dude, get that chick to come over.
Yeah, dude. I was a chat room guy for sure.
Did you get her to... Is she coming over? Tell her to bring a friend.
Tell her to bring a hot friend.
Yeah.
You should never have to say that to
a picture.
Girl.
No, you shouldn't have to say that to your friend. You shouldn't have to say that to a friend is what you shouldn't have to say.
That's just the worst thing that you're like, hey.
Come
hey.
On, take. And then they're like, take one for the team. Like, fuck you. You take one for the team and then we'll see how you feel about this.
Why isn't it that hot chicks never walk around in groups? Why do they always have to be like one hot chick in the group of like ogres? You know, that was how it was back then.
The ogres do more shit though.
Yeah, but yeah.
Ogres need love too, Evan.
We used to say it was because, like, that one skinny girl, one good-looking girl, needed a squad of protectors. And so they would, it was like a herd of buffalo. And they would, like, all the big ones would circle around the pretty one and protect.
There was an albino buffalo, and all the other ones just kind of...
Yeah. In high school, I was kind of a dick, but we used to call this one group of fat girls and the one skinny hot chick the Tatankas.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Up, man.
You know, here's a story that I don't want any of you people listening or anybody that's on the show right now to repeat to Herb Dean, but you remember how Herb Dean now, he kind of does the prayer symbol like before... Like, they're like, and your referee, Herb, he does
yeah.
a soul kind of thing. Well, you know what he used to do, right? It looked like he was doing a salute with, like, two fingers on his forehead.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Remember?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that wasn't what he was doing. He was doing, like, taking those two fingers and curling them a bit, as if saying, Tatanka, I referee fights on Indian reservations where there are big girls, and I hunt the buffalo, Tatanka.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's solid gold.
But he doesn't do that anymore, people. You don't give Herb a hard time about it.
He's grown as an individual.
He's grown. We, apparently, the three of us on the show, have not. But, yeah, Herb's solid.
Yeah. I was all about cutting the buffalo from the herd, though, Evan. Those girls do more shit. And it's my experience that the really hot ones are mostly just damaged goods.
You know, it's funny you say that because when I met my wife, I was like, all right. And I swear to God, I said it just like this. God, strike me down. Like that preacher talking about Conor McGregor. But God, strike me down if I'm lying. I said to my wife, I go, look, I got to get this out of the way. Were you molested? Were you raped? Were you had any sort of weird sexual to you in your life? Because I'm not dealing with this shit again. Because... You know, in my 20s, I was good looking. I was young. I had abs. I was hot. And I got hot girls. And every single one of them are, like, sexually frigid because some uncle
was a diddler.
Some uncle
a
did
diddler.
Something.
A diddler.
Yeah.
Uncle Tetchy's naked puzzle basement.
That's the best thing I've ever
heard. Uncle Dirk Diddler. And I said to my wife, I'm like, let me know. She's like, no, why would they do that weird shit? I'm like, cool, this is the one I'm going to marry. I'm not married. Because every single girl I'd ever met, every girl I had met up until that point.
Sorry,
was like,
yeah, I'm getting over a sinus infection.
It's all right. We can edit that part out.
I doubt it, but whatever. Leave it in. That's probably the classiest thing.
Of all the things, bleep that.
That's true. That was very offensive.
Now that we're cutting out of the show.
We've officially gone over the line.
We have gone over and past the line. By the way, okay, I gotta get your guys' opinions on this. Have you guys seen the MMA awards and the
fighters only deal?
The nominees for things and stuff.
Oh
like
yeah.
That?
You
haven't seen it?
No, I haven't checked that out.
Okay, well, first of all, Ring Girl of the Year. Like, that's really a category. Ring Girl of the Year.
That has something to do with equal opportunity, right?
They have Female Fighter of the Year.
I don't know. I mean, Ring Girl of the Year, huh?
I'm going to ask for a Ring Man of the Year.
What makes one ring girl
who holds the sign?
The other?
Right. Who doesn't fall the most? Who
doesn't walk counterclockwise?
Who waves to the camera the prettiest without blinking?
That's an interesting
Without blinking.
If you can walk the whole circle, the whole octagon, hold up your sign the right direction and walk the right way without blinking, give a little wave and then sit down, that's your award.
It takes athletic ability to walk along the apron, okay?
But you got to negotiate those stairs and high heels.
They're not in high heels. They're in little pro kids.
They have someone that helps them up and down.
Oh, they do?
Dude, they're wearing, like, Air Jordans. It's like the boxing.
Are they really?
The boxing chicks wear high heels. I don't even know if they do anymore. But all the chicks in the UFC, all they do is wear those little white kids, you know?
Well, there you go. Safety first.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure they're not kids. I'm pretty sure they're Reeboks.
Probably.
Safety first, then teamwork.
Safety first, teamwork.
That's the one thing we learned from Pineapple Express. The most important thing.
Safety first, teamwork.
Safety first, then teamwork.
Okay. Back to what I was saying.
Back to the award.
You're going to get me off the subject here and start going about Seth Rogen throwing his phone in the woods and shit like that. But Chris Cyborg was left out of Female Fighter of the Year.
Of course. She's not in the UFC.
Were there
only UFC fighters that were in Female Fighter of the Year?
There's some chicks I didn't really recognize their name. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't think there's any non-UFC fighters in that category, are there? I mean,
All I'm saying is they had for Referee of the Year, they had Mario Yamasaki and Dan Mergliotta, but not Jason Herzog.
Why did they not have Kim
Winslow?
Yeah.
I don't even know if she...
I think zombies are automatically disqualified.
Be nice, Daniel. Be nice.
God, she's a fucking zombie. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
We're editing this out. I like Kim Winslow.
I like her too, but tell me that's not a zombie.
So they didn't pick...
Is that out of line?
You guys have obviously never had to sit through one of her fighter meetings backstage.
Yeah, see? I am nice. I'm saying she's a zombie. I'm
she's
not
ref like probably like four or five of my fights, and every one of her pre-fight ref meetings with me has been like the longest, most boring shit in the world. Like, you do realize this is not my first rodeo.
I mean, they still make you guys do that. That's crazy. But like,
the good refs, like Herb comes back. He's like, "Hey, you got any questions?" Mazzagatti, same thing. Do you have any questions? You know the rules. And then what's his name? Yamasaki just says, "Keep hitting them until I decide I'm going to stop this." He's my favorite because he'll let you just keep going.
He'll let people die. He don't even care.
Nah, this is Sparta.
This is Sparta. I like that in your last fight. I know a lot of people gave you a hard time about that, or gave your corner a hard time about that. But
people are pussies.
But you're like, yo, I'm good till I'm not good, and I'll let you know.
And I wasn't good, I let them know.
Yeah.
But people are just big ass pussies and or drama queens that need drama. Dude, I was dealing with shit from fucking even from MMA fighting, what's his name?
One
of the
Ariel?
From MMA fighting. No, not Ariel. One of the other guys.
Guillermo Raimondi.
No, Raimondi. Raimondi. Like fucking weeks later, dude. I'm like, you guys are still like, is there nothing else going on in MMA right now you guys can talk about besides the fact that I decided I didn't want to fucking just roll over and quit because my ankle hurt?
Yeah, that was the thing, watching the fight, and I never found a real follow-up to it, because once it was over, it was like, I just cared that you were okay, because, you know, I like you, and I'm like, as long as he's okay, cool, but...
Yeah, I rolled my fucking ankle,
that's what it was.
And like, okay. I was cleared to return to training within 2 weeks for my ankle, like, just make sure your ankle's stable. I had to put a lace-up brace on, is what my doc said. Like, there was no ligament tearing, no nothing. I mean, nothing major anyways. I had a sprained ankle, literally. That's what he goes, you sprained your ankle.
But people don't understand, because it sounds like, oh, you have a sprained ankle, big deal. But me, coming from playing basketball, you sprain your ankle and you're fucked. You're done. Right then and there, you're done. And it's not easy. It was hard to watch that. I'm like, because I knew exactly what was happening, and I'm like, he can't even put his foot down. That's the worst shit ever.
It didn't actually hurt until I tried. I knew it was just fucked up, and it was instant. Like, it wasn't very stable, so that's why I was, like, babying it a lot, because it wasn't very stable. But, like, it didn't actually hurt. Like, there was no real pain until I decided. This was the thought process when that fight ended. I can't walk on it. It's hard for me to fucking throw power shots with it. He won't come in close to... So he wouldn't come in close enough for me to engage. Like, he stayed away. He was being a pussy. And he had me on one leg. Like, he should have been trying to kill me. But he wouldn't. He was just going to sit back. But it was like, I'm going to just... Fuck it. I can't walk. I might as well hit him with it. And then it gave out.
Yeah, eventually... Yeah. It was...
People were all upset because Kid at one point... I didn't hear him in the fight, but post-fight, like, watching the tape again, because I just wanted to see how funny it looked, because everybody was making it such, my God, I just lost my fucking neck type issue. But I rewatched it, and Kit's like, look what you're doing with one foot. Like, I was winning a fight with one leg. And everybody's like, I was getting texts or tweets about what Kit had said and all this other shit. I was like, dude, if he would have stopped that fight, I would have fucking... He wouldn't be my friend anymore, ever.
And he knew that.
I might let him corner me, but I wouldn't... He would not be my friend.
That's the thing, though. He knew that. He said, all right, I know what Scott can do. He'll tell me. It wasn't like... You know when you stop a fight when a guy's too tough for his own good is when he's taking blows to the head? Like, no, I got him! You know, and he doesn't know where he is. But that kind of shit, like, ow, my arm's fucked up.
The same people that are screaming about my ankle are the same people that are, like, sitting in the stands, I guarantee 100%, like, fucking kill him! fucking kill him! And then you're just like, come on, man. It's a fight. It's not a fucking patty cake contest.
Yeah, finish me. Well, if you finish me, badass. You know, like, yeah, I get it. And again, if it's a head thing, sure, I understand. That's a whole lot different.
Yep.
But if it's something like, you know, you see it's a leg thing, like, ooh, he has a torn ACL. That sucks, but he's still fighting, isn't he?
Yeah.
When Tim Sylvia got his arm broke against Frank Mir, great stoppage by Herb, but Tim wanted to keep fighting. And if Herb hadn't seen that, he would have kept fighting, and no one would have said anything.
And that's the thing is people don't understand. We're fighters. Know exactly what we're getting into.
I can't remember the fight. It was in King of the Cage. Javi Vasquez. Remember he tore his knee in like the first round of a 5-round fight and fought all 5 rounds?
Yeah, you pulled King of the Cage.
I didn't ever watch King of the Cage.
Dude, King of the Cage was legit back in the day.
When it was Boss Rutten's?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was Boss Rutten's King of the Cage.
I thought that was only for like 2 or 3 events.
Not Ted Williams?
No, Terry Troublecock.
Yeah, Ted Williams was Gladiator.
Okay.
Ted Williams did Gladiator, but
Terry Treblecock did King of the Cage. I used to like King of the Cage. Those guys would just they'd show up and just throw down.
It's a lot of guys that are current.
Yeah, a lot of guys that made their way to the UFC and other big promotions.
WEC, we had a lot of guys in there.
Yeah.
You ever missed WEC?
Fucking loved it. You know why? I got to fight more than fucking once a year.
Oh, this isn't your choice? Fighting twice a year?
Fuck my god, dude. This is like literally the fucking biggest. It's like half a blowjob. Hey, I'm signed with the UFC, but you're gonna fight twice a year. Like that's how it feels.
Can't like, you do like a cowboy thing and be like,
dude, I try. I've fucking stated, like, you put me back on the same type of regiment as I was in the WEC where I was fighting 4 or 5 times a year, you'll get the old young guns back. The problem is, for me, I'm so goal-oriented. If I don't have something in front of me, I get bored. I don't know. I've got to have that carrot dangled in front of my face.
I've seen on top porn of that, movie, like, I've just being, seen porn movies like that, too, by the way.
Shut up. I've never been in a porn.
Carrot dangled in front of people's face. Seen it a lot.
Yeah, not like that kind of carrot, but I'm talking like, if you put
gold in front of your face, you're going to go chase it.
I want to fight. That's what, I mean, at the end of the day, we have, even if you start when you're young, you still have a time limit. Granted, you don't even have major injuries or anything crazy happen. Like, you've got a time limit. Like, as soon as you take your first fight, like, your clock's ticking. And these, like, I don't know, like, for me personally, I can't speak for every fighter, but for me, I enjoy fighting, so I want to fight as much as possible, one. But two, even in wrestling, like, I was a successful wrestler because I was never successful at the beginning of the season. Like, that was my worst part of the season. Like, it was the first couple fights, or first couple of tournaments of the season. Not that I get my ass kicked, but I wasn't wrestling great. Like, I'd win a tournament, but I wasn't wrestling my best. By the end of the season, I was fucking finishing out, like, 20 straight wins. I think both years of my, or all through college, like, I finished my college wrestling career as, like, the last half of the season, like, with, like, 20 wins.
Wow.
But it's because I got my feet, I got running.
Yeah.
No, I got running. Like, he takes, I'm just a Cowboy's been a slow starter. I'm just a slow starter. Like, whatever.
But it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, on our third co-host here, playing basketball, I'm like, I need to start games, because if I don't start the games, I come off the bench. I mean, it's going to take me forever to, like, get in my groove, to get where I need to be, you know? Like, it doesn't work for a lot of people, and when you're forced into that role, like you're saying you are, you're just like, fuck, man. Well, I got video games, I got a kid. Okay, kid on the way.
Yeah, I've got so much shit. I've got a gym, I've got video games, I've got other shit, like, going on. And it's just really, I mean,
just,
without that in front of me, knowing that someone's going to beat me up in 8 weeks, that someone's going to try and fucking hurt me, do I need to, you know, it's a different kind of intensity when you go into practice or you're in the gym. Like, it's different.
You see how much more, see how cool this interview was when we were talking about roommates and porn and wrestlers?
Yeah.
Now we talk about fighting.
It's just like all the air gets let out.
Now we talk about fighting and everybody's like, yeah, yeah.
Fucking fighting. Yeah. Being in the UFC is like having the hottest girlfriend that you never get off.
Yeah, or once every like 2 months. Like if you get her a nice present.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Like,
you can touch it, but I'm not finishing you.
But you gotta finish yourself.
Half a blowjob. Nothing worse. Like you're like halfway. Like why'd you stop? Well,
I'm tired.
I did it for a minute. But yeah. That's what. Don't be a quitter.
You said you wanted a blowjob. You didn't say anything about finishing. So.
Right? I didn't sign that contract.
Oh, I did sign that contract. Shit.
So now I signed that contract. I have to sit there while I just wait.
Right.
Yeah. I had more fights in the WEC in 3 years than I've had in the UFC.
How does that work as a contracted fighter? Do they have to give you a fight every so often?
Nope.
Or so they can keep you on the bench forever and you cannot exercise an option to leave?
No, I mean, not the contracts. I mean, I don't know. Our contracts have a time limit. They just
They do.
They're both. They're combined.
Like, I see. Okay.
So, I mean, granted, though, if you're hurt or suspended, it's literally shut your clock off as far as the time concerned. Like you have to be available to fight. But if you don't, if you're signed and you're able to fight, and you don't get a fight for fucking 3 years,
Your contract expires, you're fucked. But
I feel like
it's not even fighting to fight through my contract. I just want to fucking fight, dude. Like, I'm 33 years old. I've got...
Just want to fight.
I like to fight. Like, it's just something about me.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of having to go back to working a job and shit like that is, like, the worst thing in the world. Literally. It's, like, fucking depressive.
This interview has taken a turn for the sad.
I know, dude. I put like a black hood on and eyeliner, and I'm cutting myself since you started talking about it.
I fixed my hair now. I'm very. I fucking combed my hair over half my face. I shaved the other half of my head.
You start listening to The Cure.
I started listening to who was it? Jared Leto's band.
Something 5 seconds to Mars.
I started listening to 30 seconds to Mars. Right.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Kit Cope's favorite band, by the way, so everyone tweet him how much he loves 30 Seconds to Mars. But yeah, I'm jamming 30 Seconds to Mars through my headphones and ready to just fucking take some Quaaludes and chill.
That's the good life, ladies and gentlemen.
It sounds like a t-shirt.
I don't do drugs, though, so let's just put that out there.
Well, then why don't you...
I've talked about Quaaludes now. I've talked about doing shit between USADA testings. I don't even drink.
They're going to be at your door tomorrow morning like Mr. Jorgensen.
Yeah,
I did a lot of shit in college, but I don't do it now.
you're pissing in a cup by the end of the week.
For sure.
But that's the thing. Is like, if I look back at my college career and early in my career as a fighter, I did way more fucked up shit back then. And since I've cleaned my life up, I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe I need to start going back to getting wild.
No. Trust me, it just seems like it. Because, yeah, I know. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do anything. But I look back at that, and I'm just like, man, you know, I was the shit back then. But at the same time, I'm like, I couldn't fucking do that. Are you kidding me? Like, I have a soda the same day that I do something active, and I'm fucked for, like, the next week and a half.
It's funny, dude, because when my wife, she lived in Vegas when I first met my wife. And she moved up here. Part of the deal, I had to move Kit Cope out of my house.
You had to move him out of your house?
Yeah, well, she's like, I'm not moving up there and living with you and Kit. Granted, she was, like, she's fucking Vegas girl through and through. She's dropping like $180,000 a year a job to move to here, to Idaho. I was like,
yikes.
All right.
I'll kick Kit out.
I was like, God, all right. So Kit moved out. But when she first came out, she'd sit there and watch me, like, see that I play video games, like, between training or, like, late at night. And she's like, why do you play so many video games? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Like, I could be doing way worse shit than sitting at home playing video games. Got my workouts in, fucking took care of shit at my gym. I come home, it's the end of the day, I'm going to play some video games. This was before I was even streaming. And she's like, you're 28 years old, you're 29 years old playing video games. What are you doing? I have nothing else to do. I guess I can go to the bar and get fucked up, come home and hit you. But, and that never even rang a bell. She's like, it was almost like I'd say that and she'd be like, so do it. Because you're playing video games and you're old. I was like, fuck out. Like, come on. And then I started streaming and actually making money. And now she's like, look at me. She's like, are you not turning your stream on tonight? Fine. I will.
I didn't marry no
I thought we could watch a movie. I don't want to. You can go turn your stream on. I'm going to watch Desperate Housewives. Like, that show's been over for years. It's on Netflix. Like, fuck. All right.
You gonna go make some money and play some video games, Scott?
I know, I keep trying to get her to do it though, cause like I can have whoever I want on stream. Like, my biggest streams are when I have Kit here with me fucking around. But I'm like, would you please just turn on the Xbox and put in your Zumba game and just stream that for like an hour? I'll make so much money. She's like, nope. She's like, that's your thing, you do Zumba. Like, can I borrow a pair of panties and a tube top?
Nice.
She has Zumba? Is that that thing where you shoot the balls and the circle thing?
I fucking wish, dude. I'd play that.
It's the one where you dance, fitness dance.
Oh, that Zumba. I'm thinking,
what the fuck are you talking about shooting balls in the circle?
I'm thinking
thing?
Zuma.
I think he was thinking about gay porn.
Are you thinking of skee-ball?
No, it's Zuma.
I thought we were talking gay porn for a minute.
What the fuck is Zuma?
Shooting balls in holes, isn't that what we're talking about?
There's no such thing as Zuma.
Zuma!
I've never heard of Zuma.
Google it!
That's not a thing.
Oh my god.
The only Zuma I know is a fucking sushi restaurant.
No, there's a Zuma beach. There's a Zuma beach, I think, in L.A., but the Zuma game, download it, motherfuckers.
There's no game. That's not a thing.
I'm Googling it as we speak.
God damn, you're all hating on me. Zuma.
Putting
balls. Yeah.
Oh, it's a tile matching
puzzle. I see it. Game? Yep, Zuma. Z-U-M-A.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a tile matching puzzle thing.
And they have them on the Xbox, too. Yes.
All right. Well, calm down, bro.
Tell me I'm crazy. It's always crazy people that are like, don't call me crazy.
That's a game you play on your phone, not on the Xbox. What's your problem?
They have them on the Xbox. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus, Evan, grow up.
You put all these high-powered things like graphic processors and Xboxes and PlayStations to play real games.
Okay, so you play fucking Mahjong.
Fucking phone games. Yeah.
Sorry that I got like the. The Atari vintage.
If I can find I'm going to do that actually now. When we get off this fucking call, I'm going to eBay. I'm going to find an old ass Atari system. Those are the shit.
They are the shit. That's no lie.
That's why. I just get the game. They have like one disc that could hold every single Atari game ever made, and you play it on the Xbox.
It's not the same unless you have that old ass.
It's not the same. It'll
joystick.
Work.
It's got a joystick and two buttons.
First off.
That you want to play with.
You don't even know. Again, Dan and I...
I don't. I wasn't born in 19...
I had an Atari, and it was fucking...
Yeah, you weren't born in the 70s.
I was born in 70.
Yeah, you
I
were
was
born
in 82.
God damn.
That's good, man. Shit, we have people who come on the show, they're like 80, 89, 91. You know? That's weird. Like, yeah. I graduated high school.
I graduated high school in 89.
Yeah, you old.
I am old for the
year. I graduated in 2001.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was done with college by then.
The internet porn industry had almost blown up by then, so, like, I was right at the peak.
And yeah, he really...
Just to bring this conversation, just to bring this interview full circle.
Just to bring it to a head.
Mm-hmm. Bring it back to porn before we let you sign off.
Yeah. Well, we probably should let you go, Scott. We've had you for over an hour.
Holy shit. This is the longest interview I've done. I don't even give a shit.
You know why? It's say it.
Thing?
Say it.
Because it's not retarded shit. I'll just leave it at that.
Where else are you getting
interviewed where someone goes, so how do you think this fight's going to go? How do you see this fight going? What is your training camp like? What are you doing different? Fucking pull my hair out.
Most people are like, you know, what got you into fighting? You know, blah, blah, blah. We're going to get you on here and have you talk about jerking off.
I like that. That's way more fun for me.
Hell yeah.
What got me into fight? I'll be like this, what got me into fighting? My roommate jerking off, he made me so mad.
I was wrestling at the time, my roommate never stopped jerking off, so I started fighting. Oh, yep,
my teammate started jerking off while we were wrestling, so I punched him. I loved it, so I started fighting.
There you go.
Scott, you can't say this on this show. The MMA media, they're so bad. That's why I think this show should be the number one radio show in the world.
MMA media, in my opinion, is like me going and saying I'm a fucking... What's something I absolutely don't understand? Golf. I'm a fucking golf reporter. Let me start a fucking podcast. Tell everybody I know what I'm talking about because I've watched golf a couple of times.
So, when you tee off this Saturday, are you going to... execute your game plan, or are you going to execute the course's game plan? What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's a fight.
Yeah, that's why Dan started this show. That's why I hopped on with him. Because I'm like...
We don't play like that.
I'm like, you know what? Let's get interesting people on here that people like to watch and see and hear, but talk to them about, like, normal things. Not fighting. It's everything that's talking about fighting. The first thing I said to Dan, I go, I don't want anybody to listen to this show and be able to get a headline for anything tangible.
They could probably pull a couple of headlines today.
Well, your little
they could pull snippets. They could be like,
Oh, Scott just said he takes shit between USADA tests.
That's true. They could.
They could totally do that. They could be like, oh, Scott watches porn. Look at all the porn going on at his house.
Yeah, hell yeah. But he doesn't jerk off at his command center.
Never. No, he's not a savage.
Nope. Come on,
shit where you eat.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't go into the wrestling room and jerk off.
Not everyone's just a drop trowel and jerking, no matter where you're at.
You know, I'm not saying I haven't taken a lady into a wrestling mat, but I'm just saying, like, I would never jerk off there.
Well, that's classy. That's not being a savage.
And if I brought my wife up here to my gaming setup, I would make sure my computer was shut off, unplugged, and cameras pointing at the ground.
That's what I'm. Once again, yeah, that was. I'll tell you what, man. When I had that Xbox,
Kinect.
The Kinect, I was always like, man, I just like that movie War Games, like someone could just maybe like tap into it and just see me just, you know, just going like friggin' Neanderthal man on it.
It's yeah. There's been times I go, all right, guys, I'm done, like go to shut my stream off and like something pop up like real quick because I got ADD. Like, something flashes across my screen, and I'll forget to actually shut it off. I'll sit there, like, and I'm glad. I'm fucking so lucky. Like, I haven't done something embarrassing. But I'll just be, like, sitting on my phone in front of my desk or something, or just looking on, like, browsing the internet. And they can't see what I'm doing on my screens, but I'm just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, I'll be like, I'll go back to, like, look at some stats or something on my Twitch channel and see that I'm still singing. People are just laughing in my chat, like, ha, 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 he left it on, ha, 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 ha. I can't wait till he starts jerking off. I just shut it off. I don't even say anything. I can just shut it off and, like, walk off embarrassed. Like, that's my
like, look at Scott Jorgensen looking at his phone and not knowing that he's being recorded. What an idiot.
I'm just thanking Jesus. Like, I'm thanking the No Gay for Jesus that I didn't do anything, like, suspect. Take my shirt off and just rub myself for a minute.
Finally, I'm done with that. I'm done playing
the Buffalo Bill scene from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, just tuck it and just check it out on camera. Just like, what's up?
Just tuck
like,
it.
Like, fuck, I did that. God, there goes my partnership. Rip money. Rip playing video games for fun.
No more. I guess I have to enjoy myself playing video games again. Not talk to anybody.
Yep.
Well. Oh, I'm glad you came on the show, Scott. It would be nice next time we get you on when I'm like, hey, you want to come on the show? And you say yes, and then we get you on. That'll be great.
Just throw right, that next out. Time you ask, I'll be like, yeah. What time? That Scott, was like my okay. That's when you texted me. I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
For Dan, if you don't know Scott, he's very. He'll always fuck with you. So, like, a quick story before we let you go and end this here. James Law, photographer, he hung out with Scott once, came back a few months later, saw him in Vegas, and was like, what's up, Scott? And Jorgensen was like, you don't know me. And James was like, oh, shit, all right. And kind of, like, put his head down and walked away, and Scott's like, James, I'm fucking with you, man. Like, he's got a pretty convincing, like, go fuck yourself face, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. You know? That's because I do that to a lot of people, but not all the time do I do it jokingly.
Yeah.
But they think I'm joking, like, ha, 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 and I'll just let them think that, but I'm like, I fucking hate you.
See, that's the thing, man. I get these texts, like,
I like you. Yeah, come on the show,
Come on the show, no.
Okay, when?
All right, when? I'm like, he's doing it again, Dan. Dan's like, do we have Scott Jorgensen? I'm like, I don't know.
You probably thought I was.
Yeah, I was real uptight.
I was trying to slide off on you in San Diego, and I was like, text Kit.
That was funny. Right, like, right.
See, when I get to fight week, though, Kit's like he's like my wife. He's everything running through Kit. Like, I don't need Kit's. That's what he's there for.
Like, I'm trying to give Scott his drawing, Dan. I'm like, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to give him his drawing. We'll take a picture. Take 10, 15 minutes. Be out, you know? Yeah. And so we, like, get everything squared away, trade phone numbers and everything. We're good. And then he was like, all right, cool. I'll see you when you get here. But real quick, here's Kit Cope's phone number. Do everything through him from now on. Boom, radio silence. I went,
Seriously?
So then I had to introduce myself to Kit Cope. Like,
I thought you knew Kit. That's why I did that. So I was like, yeah. I didn't even ask Kit if he knew you. I was like, hey, Evan Shelvin would probably text you. Just make sure you know where we're at. He goes, he's so used to me doing that. And he's like, all right. Like, he didn't care. He's like, whatever, all right.
Of course he doesn't care.
His role.
I had, like, a jackass, Dan. I was like,
yeah, that's rough.
Kit, this is Evan Shelvin.
I feel every single week when you make me call your friends to get them on the show. I'll be like, hey, Scott, this is Dan. Hold on, let me get Evan real quick. Every week, that's what it is. Like, Matt, Sarah, hey, Matt, this is Dan. Hold on, let me get Evan real quick.
When that Skype invite came through, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Oh, and then I barely saw the, hey, this is Dan from Crimson Kansas. I was like, oh, okay.
And then I hedged my bet because I was like, with Evan Shelvin in parentheses.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Oh, man. Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Jorgensen killed it, as always. Maybe we might edit out that walking funeral for about 15 minutes segment there from talking about.
Yeah, do it. I told you, MMA for me is fun only when I'm punching people.
Right. I hear you, and I'm glad you came on, and definitely you can come back on any time, man, because this is how we're going to roll. If you got some shit to say that's not about fighting, then you are more than welcome.
All right.
So real quick, you want to plug your pages, your Twitter, Facebook, your Twitch, or whatever?
Yeah, if you guys, thank you guys for hanging out. If you guys listened, sorry about the MMA shit. We tend to keep things a lot funnier around here than that stuff. But you can follow me on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. It's Twitter, Scott Jorgensen, just my name. Twitch is twitch.tv/ScottJorgensen or Young Guns UFC. You can come hang out. And what else? Yeah, that's about it. That's all I need. Whatever.
Hey, did I see you just had a shirt that dropped?
I did, actually, yeah.
Where can people check that out?
It's linked on my, I don't have, I've been tweeting about it, and then it's also linked on my Twitch page, so you can get to it.
Cool.
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked. Well, that's our show. Thank you, Scott, for coming on. Anytime you want to come on, you just let Dan or I know, and we'll get you on here.
If I get bored, I'm just going to start texting Evan and be like, let me on the show.
Yeah.
Do it.
I've got an idea. Let me on the show.
Anytime. And you know what? Any day. Maybe Dan and I will hop on, just record it, and be like, we got our little Scott Jorgensen segment, ladies and gentlemen, and then you can go off about, like, beef tacos or some shit, whatever the hell you got to say.
Anything you want, man.
Beef tacos and porn. What's the difference? They're both delicious. So, yep. All right. Appreciate you coming on, man. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time.
Silva, you absolutely suck!